This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. After the events of September 11th, Afghanistan became the focus of world attention after many years of neglect. Most immediately, that meant being the target of a U.S. bombing campaign. But many Afghan Americans also saw an opportunity for political change in their homeland and perhaps a real chance to rebuild. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Kabul native Abdul Sherzai was 9 years old when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan. He was living in Kuwait with his diplomat father, and the family never went home. Growing up in the U.S., Sherzai remembers years of protests outside the Soviet embassy. Today, he's a neurologist at the National Institutes of Health. He's helped with short-term emergency fundraising for Afghan refugees in recent years, but now he has a different goal.
September 11th, America coming into the picture changed everything. All of a sudden, we saw that there's a possibility of an evolutionary cycle where, you know, you didn't have to wait for the Taliban to slowly over time go away or the order to come. America's in the picture, the world is in the picture, and aid is in the picture. Complete difference in picture.
2 decades of war damaged much of Afghanistan's infrastructure. Education and healthcare systems were severely crippled. World attention has led Sherzai and others to start a new nonprofit to get aid to Afghanistan. Organizing and promoting the U.S.-Afghanistan Reconstruction Council, or USARC, has totally changed Sherzai's life. At the Afghan restaurant in suburban Alexandria, Virginia, Sherzai is treating two people to dinner.
How do I eat this?
Just with your fingers.
Bread. You can do it the dirty way, which is take the bread, put the meat inside and dip it into the yogurt, or you can do it more civil way, which is take it for
almost every night after work for the past couple of months. Sherzai has met with someone who might help his group's cause: diplomats, policy wonks, religious groups, representatives of the Red Cross. On this night, he's turned to a children's charity founder, David Slade, for practical advice on how to deal with the IRS.
You know they're going to come back with more information requests.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So can I start the fundraising?
Slade's answer is yes, just be careful how you spend it. Sherzai is glad to hear that, since USARC has already started asking for money. The group has been trying to formally introduce itself and its purpose to various communities. At a recent USARC gala dinner in Washington, D.C., children performed songs in Farsi and English. There was also an emotional play retelling Afghanistan's troubled history. Sherzai says the event probably didn't make much money, but it was a chance to promote his view that Afghan participation is essential to any rebuilding effort.
The world must know that the only way that reconstruction of the Afghan nation and the civil society in Afghanistan can be successful is if Afghans are involved at every phase of development. For the last 23 years, Afghanistan's destiny has not been in its own hands. And for this reason, we have suffered years of civil strife.
Development experts from major international organizations agree that Afghans, including expatriates, must be deeply involved in reconstruction. USARC's plan is to win major grants. It wants to build on personal relationships in a few small Afghan cities to develop computer training centers, mental health clinics, and doctor exchanges with the U.S. The group has a board of directors and committees, but since USARC is new, it faces a credibility challenge. International aid professionals say any new nonprofit must prove itself on the ground over time to be taken seriously. David Mullock Brown runs the United Nations Development Program.
It's not unusual to have this groundswell of support. In many countries, that turns into a real substantial return of overseas expatriate expertise. In others, it fizzles out because either the intensity of commitment to return in the end proves not to be there, or because it's just too difficult.
There are other challenges, including earning trust from Afghans who could not leave during their country's turmoil, and from other Afghan Americans. USARC is one of several Afghan American groups created or revived after September 11th, but others have worked on relief projects for years, some even supporting secret schools for girls during the Taliban regime. And then there's politics. Sherzai is related to a former Afghan king, but he doesn't like talking about that. He worries other Afghans might assume his connections could lead USARC to favor development for a particular area or tribe. Sherzai says his real desire is to create bonds between the United States and Afghanistan that could become models for improving other East-West relationships.
From all this turmoil might come a point of unity. Sister countries thousands of miles away, different religions, different cultures, different times, linking together and maybe linking the world together. I mean, this sounds so idealistic, but this is how things start. I really believe that.
But he also believes no real change will happen without consistent international aid. To get that, USARC and other groups may need to play what one development professional says is the crucial role for Afghan Americans, lobbying Congress to make sure there's money for Afghanistan long term. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.
Abdullah Sherzai is just one of the members of USARC hoping to help Afghanistan rebuild. You can learn more about other groups and some of the people involved on our website, npr.org.